Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and today my guest is author Patty Ogden. She is here to talk about her new Christian children's book, Keone's Big Question. Patty Ogden has had a love of writing ever since a high school writing class unleashed the creativity within her, and even then she had the dream of having her work published. After Patty and a friend compiled a journal of their best poetry and short stories, named it Soul Grazing, the two set out to find a publisher. Well, that never happened, but now a grandmother of five, she has returned to her love of writing and produced a new Christian children's fiction picture book with two more out this year. Patty's multifaceted career in business management began with a background in journalism. As an active Sunday school teacher, she enjoys interacting with children and inspiring them to work on their own personal walk with God. She and her husband of 35 years, Jeff, live on an 11-acre hobby farm in northern Illinois, and Patty's website is capstone-productions.com. So with that said, welcome to the program, Patty.
Thank you, Juanita. I'm very happy to be here today.
Well, great. I have to congratulate you on publishing your first book. This is kind of a dream come true, it sounds like, for you.
It really is. It really is. I'm very excited about it.
And really the first of many more to come.
Yes, there's two more due out this year. So I'm looking forward to the entire year. It's very exciting.
That's great. So will all three of these books run along the same thread, or are they completely different stories altogether?
They are three completely different stories, but they're all in the same genre of the Christian religious fiction. So,
And all for the same age range?
The very same. They are all three picture books.
Okay.
But all three totally different stories.
Oh, great. Well, tell us then how this book, this first one, actually came about from both the storyline and really your decision to actually write it.
Well, the entire writing began really from my experiences as a Sunday school teacher. And I've always had a very special connection with children, always felt that connection with the children, and as a grandmother even more so. But during my Sunday school lessons, I began to experience that the children were not grasping the concepts that I was trying to teach to them, even the very simple concepts such as baptism and the Lord Jesus and how he can be real to us today. So that's what started it all.
So there aren't any other books out that you had access to?
Not that I could use as a tool to break down the concepts that in the Bible that I was trying to bring across. So many of the books out there that I found were cartoons or really silly characters and not at the serious subjects that I wanted to approach and teach the children. So that's how it really all got started. I was searching for a way to bring across to the kids on their level how they can communicate with God on their own and not through a parent or a relative or an older person, that they could actually have that communication and relationship with the Lord themselves.
Now, what about this particular storyline for this book? How did that come about?
Well, this came about from a story told by William Branham, and he was a simple Kentucky preacher back in the 40s through the 60s. And he was known for his simple down-to-earth style of linking God the Creator with his beautiful creation that's all around us. He would always link those two together. So that was a fishing story that he told, and I picked up on that, and it just came to life as I began to write it down, and words just really came to me.
So it's loosely based on that story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. In the story that William Branham told, the boy was not named, so I gave him a name, and he told about going fishing, him and his friend, but then I wrote and fictionalized the story and the disaster with the storm, and really followed the two through the fishing trip and what happened to bring him to call on God himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, where did you come up with Keone? It's such a unique name.
Well, I was looking for a real unique name, and I grabbed a naming book for babies, for baby boys, and I just happened to fall on the letter K, and I saw that Keone, it really just stood out to me, and it was Hawaiian for the name John. Well, how perfect.
Oh, wow.
How perfect, fitting for a Bible-based story.
So. Mm-hmm. That's great. So, Patty, as a Sunday school teacher, then what are some of your concerns with what's really available for children today in the way of other Christian children's books?
Well, what I found is that, unfortunately, our society pushes too much fantasy, entertainment, and video media on children. So it begins to be hard for the kids to distinguish between fantasy and reality.
Mm-hmm.
So they're dealing with many cartoony-type characters in videos or even Christian children's books, and they know and learn from growing up from their parents that, no, those characters are not really real. So it's my concern, how do they know when we read about the Lord Jesus if he's real or not?
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt to bring across serious books with serious biblical moral standards, but in a simplistic way that children can relate to.
And you think that children this age are really open to reading about spiritual values?
Yes, if you bring it across in a fun and exciting way, and that was my whole purpose.
Mm-hmm. Well, how did you actually do that with this book?
Well, of course, all children in reading, they love to have a little bit of drama, a little bit of excitement, a little bit of mystery. So with Keone's big question, what we did is I just took that fishing story and put a little drama, a little mystery into it, and that's exactly how I wrote it, to get the kids interested in wondering what is going to happen in the end, and actually has a very surprise ending.
Kids love that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
That's fantastic. Well, when you were young, how important were spiritual books for you?
Well, when I was young, I really never had too much available to me.
Mm.
And being a mother and a grandmother, I think that's very important. And there's a lot of special reading tools out there right now, but I just feel this is just a unique approach.
So do you think that this is a book, then, that is geared for more family reading than it is, just a child taking the book themselves and reading it?
Yes, this is really a sharing tool for families, for family reading. I've had feedback from families that wrote to me that had the book that said it was just wonderful to open up a family discussion about the Lord with their children. And the story actually brought out questions that the kids had had. I've had parents tell me that the kids have said, I always wondered that, or I always wondered this about God, and let's talk, what about this, Dad? And it really instilled some good family discussion.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible for a children's book. That's what you're going for.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And also, it can be a great tool for a Sunday school teacher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I had heard somewhere that you had said that the hardest part of writing this book was to make its complex subject matter and all of the points you wanted to convey, to actually do that in an easy, readable, understandable way for children. So what were some of the real specific themes that you wanted to get across?
Well, it was very challenging, I admit that, but this book has a lot of multi-faceted points to it, I had the challenge of actually bringing across the God, the Creator, and Keone appreciating nature.
Mm-hmm.
Also, his big question was, can we see God? Can anyone see God? And I think at one point or another, every child has that question.
I think every person has that question.
Yes, and even every person, really. Why can't we see God? You know, a child would, why can't we see him? You say he's real. So we had to bring that across. And also, actually, the overcoming power of Jesus and how he can dwell in a human heart and how a child can actually see that. So it is very complex subjects to bring across.
It really is, and you did it beautifully in this book. Mm-hmm. Do you remember having a curiosity when you were younger? I'm interested to know your spiritual background and how you came to the faith and how these questions may have been stirring in you as a child.
I always wondered about God, and I always had that need to find out what the truth was. And the biggest thing as a child is I didn't understand, if God was about love, why do we have so many divisions, even among the faiths? And that bothered me tremendously. And as a young married person, when I first started having children, it just was a question that continued to bother me, and until I finally prayed one day and said, Lord, please show me why. And that just led me into the truth and reading more of the Bible, and the whole thing is just about his love. And the Bible to me now is really a love letter from Jesus. So it's just a wonderful thing. One of our imprints is, these are dubbed Message Kids books, and message meaning Jesus' message of love.
Hmm. So really, would you say then that this is specific to a Christian audience, or could people of other faiths really enjoy the message as well? It seems like, you know, it's kind of a broad, this actually could hit a broad audience.
Yes, it could. It could be for a broad audience, but, you know, the Christian mainly, because Christian means Christ-like, and it is really for anyone who believes on the Lord and his character and the fruit of the Spirit.
So what do you think then are, for a child that is really starting to open up to a relationship with God or their spiritual understanding, what are things that you, as really a Sunday school teacher, as a grandmother, what kind of things really stand in their way? I mean, you said about television or media, that sort of thing, but is there anything else that can really stand in the way of children's understanding?
Well, the best thing for them to prevent such roadblocks is, of course, it has start in the home, and parents reading with them these kinds of books and reading the Bible, but just teaching children how to pray on their own is a big thing, and I just believe that it's something that can start in the home when they're just of a tender young age, because life can be hard. It can be very painful for children, and a lot of times life can have hurtful circumstances. I know as a grandmother, I've watched where sometimes children experience times of helplessness, and if we teach them that they can pray and contact God during those times, that's really what will help them reach out later when parents or a relative can't be around to give the help that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and the Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Just to remind you, I'm talking today with author Patty Ogden. She is the author of Keone's Big Question, and you can find out more about Patty and her book through her website, capstone-productions.com. Now, I'm so interested in this character of the old fisherman and his significance. Can you talk a little to that?
Old Fisherman was a friend of Keone's family, and they always knew him as a kind old gentleman, and his wife had passed on, so they kind of took him under their wing. He really was a grandfatherly figure to Keone for many years. So in the story, Old Fisherman had been a friend of the family for many years, and Keone had just never thought to ask him his big question. So he was really held the key to Keone's revelation about seeing God all the time, and that's the climax in the book, which is very exciting, when he realizes that he can ask Old Fisherman and find out the answer.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting character. Now, how did you team up with your illustrator?
I found Mary Manning on childrensillustrators.com, and I was browsing through different portfolios, and I just loved her watercolor look. I mean, it just seemed so innocent and perfect. So it just really fit.
And how did you collaborate with her? Did you have the story written and then she would do the drawings? I mean, how did that happen?
I had the story all written, and then I set out to look for an illustrator and found her through Carol Bancroft and Friends, the agent. And they read the manuscript, and Mary said she could certainly do it. She had a vision for it, and that's how it just all came together.
And how important for you are the illustrations to the overall vision of the book?
I think that's key. A child, what they see, that's how they can understand. And visually, it has to connect. It has to help tell the story. It's very, very important to a picture book.
Mm-hmm. You know, you had mentioned earlier about a lot of books that are out right now for children in this line. They may be sort of in the fantasy or cartoonish type of illustrations, and you've really veered away from that and made this much more realistic.
Yes, and that was my intent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because through my Sunday school experience, I would find children just really leave the lesson, leave the time of the classroom, and I could tell they were going away empty.
Mm.
That's when I knew I had to find something that would connect with them.
Mm-hmm. How's the feedback been so far with this book?
It has been wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We've had many, many families have told us that and wrote in and said they use the book for devotion. And I had one gentleman say that he had bought the book for his kids and read it at bedtime. And his little boy said, "Daddy, I just wondered that last week why I couldn't see God, and now you answered it for me." So that was very touching.
That's so sweet. Well, you know, I was going to ask you, how can you really tell that a child is understanding the message? And I guess it's from comments like that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the feedback that's very important to an author, I know.
Now, when you were writing and going through the process of creating this book, did you bounce your ideas or anything off your children or grandchildren?
I certainly did, and I went through the entire ordeal that I think every author does. You get scared, okay, this is nothing special. You put it aside for a while, and then it comes back to you, and then you have to do something about it. And then you have doubts and fears, but when I began to bounce it off of people, I've got such tremendous feedback, and it just really encouraged me. So then I tested it on my grandchildren and other relatives and friends, and they all said, "You just have to do this." That it just touched their hearts. and many times the ending brings families to tears, I've heard. So it's very encouraging that it is doing what it set out to do.
Absolutely. And with two more coming out this year, I mean, this is quite a career shift for you.
Yes, it is. It very much is, and I'm enjoying it every minute of it.
I bet you are. I mean, you know, just hearing that you had the dream of writing at such a young age and now it's finally coming around, I mean, that's just so rewarding.
Yes, it really is. I've been blessed, and I look forward to the next book, and which is almost ready to print, and it's very different. So.
Now, did you have any problems or anything when you first started with publishing the first book that will change the way that you go about the second book?
Definitely. Of course, with any new adventure, you have a big learning curve, and I had to learn everything about the book industry, about writing, illustrating, you know, how books are put together, the whole marketing aspect. I certainly had some experience in that from my previous career in advertising and marketing, but the book industry is its own level, the literary world, so I had to learn all that, and it was very hard. So to do the next one, I saw what could be done better, how we could improve, make a better level book, a higher quality book. So, yeah, we would incorporate all those changes.
Oh, that's great. Now, has the internet, is that going to be a factor in marketing and that whole end of the business?
Definitely. And the social networks, we're going to have a blog coming out.
Oh, great.
And Keone's big question is having a book trailer made right now. So we will have a book video, trailer video coming out soon.
Oh, great.
And so there's a lot of new exciting things.
Absolutely.
Online advertising and marketing will be very high.
Yeah, it really is. At this point, you have to be looking at internet. I mean, that's the wave of the future, really.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Now, your website, capstone-productions.com, so that's your website, and your book is available through there, and I guess that's where listeners can link onto the blog when it's up and see the trailer and everything like that, order the book.
Correct, yes. Or if they prefer, if they have an Amazon account, it's at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. So that's an option as well.
Oh, great. Now, I have also heard that you are donating some of the proceeds to charity. What's that all about?
Well, when I went into this, I wanted to do more for the Lord. And there's been a need for Bibles overseas. There's many people needy overseas that don't even have their own Bible. So part of the proceeds of every book sold is going to pay the postage to send Bibles overseas. And that's just sort of my missionary work through this, writing these books.
Wonderful. So you had mentioned the second book is going to be coming up very soon. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
The second book is called Shamgar and the Ox Goad, and it's a very imaginative tale of a little-known story of Shamgar out of the Book of Judges. He was only mentioned twice in the Bible, and it's a story of Shamgar and how he delivered Israel from the hands of the Philistines. This will be a very exciting book for little boys.
Love
it. And how he delivered Israel is he killed 600 Philistines single-handedly with an ox goad. And it's an ox goad is a tool that a farmer used back in those days. One side of it was to prod the cattle, and the other was sort of like a hoe. And it was like 7 foot long. So, but this is a very powerful, intriguing story that really will teach the children about the virtues of godly character and strong faith.
Mm.
And those are the two things that Shamgar possessed.
Okay, I see. And I can really see how that would appeal to boys, like you say. And then your third is more kind of geared for girls.
That's right. The third one is Mama, Am I Pretty? And that's about a young girl who deals with her first experience of religious persecution. Her family believes that in long hair and long dresses and modesty and a humble, simple life. And she goes through her first experience of the kids at school making fun of her, and she runs home crying to her mother. And it's really the wisdom of a mother and how a godly mother helps her daughter through that and all the emotions that go along with it. And we have hired illustrator and designer Robert Sauber to illustrate and design that book, which we are very excited about. And he is still working on the illustrations, but it's going to be really gorgeous. Gorgeous book.
Wonderful. You know, just hearing you talk, your books really carry very strong messages.
Yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. They really do. And, you know, it really is difficult to write for children with such strong messages and make it so they can still really be interested in it, and it doesn't seem too kind of preachy or teachy, you
right.
know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But I just feel it's never too early to instill, you know, such moral guidance and
sure.
biblical principles. And if you think about it, we are seeing these kids have thoughts and concerns and troubles well beyond their age these days.
Yes, it's very true.
Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm.
I really feel that they can really relate to these books.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Children are very wise these days.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Well, fantastic. Well, good luck and much success to you with this year coming up. I mean, how exciting to have three books coming out in 1 year.
Yes, it is. And I just hope that the readers enjoy them and would love to hear back from them. So.
Sure. So listeners can get in touch with you through your website?
Yes.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, wonderful, Patty. Patty, I want to thank you. This has been really fun, and let's have you back when your second book comes out. But we'll just really encourage our listeners today to check out Keone's Big Question. It's your first book, and it's a fantastic one.
Thank you, Juanita. It was a pleasure to speak with you today.
And you too. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, listeners, that's been Patty Ogden. And as mentioned, her first book is out now, Keone's Big Question, and this is a Christian children's book. And there will be more to come from Patty throughout this year and probably for the next few years, I'm sure. So please do check out capstone-productions.com, her website, and there will be a lot more information there for you. So I want to thank you once again for tuning in to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson. And until next time.